Chapter 1. In New Jersey, anything is possible. I was born on March 16, 1979, and raised in New Jersey. That's where my goalkeeping got started. I spent my childhood following my older brother, Chris, around Northwood Estates, our apartment complex in North Brunswick. Northwood Estates sounds fancy, like it might be filled with rolling hills and English gardens. Actually, these were plain apartment buildings, wedged between two highways a short distance from a pizza parlor and not much else. We didn't have much. My mother raised me and Chris in a small one-bedroom apartment. My bedroom was supposed to be the dining room, and my brother's room was in the basement. Mom worked long hours in an office that was over an hour's drive in each direction. She didn't earn much. She had to scrimp and save to pay for food and rent. I had friends who had far more than I did. They lived in bigger homes in a development called Fox Hill Run. I was always astonished when I visited them. Their homes had high ceilings and white carpets and light streaming in through skylights. They had pool tables and finished basements, huge backyards with pools and gazebos where their parents entertained. If you can make it to Fox Hill Run, I thought, you really had it made. But if Jersey gave me anything, it gave me a sense of perspective. A few miles in the other direction lay a rough apartment complex, which had a reputation for gang violence and drugs. We heard many different languages in Northwood Estates: Spanish, Polish, Punjabi, Italian, Hebrew. Leaving our apartment each day, we were often hit with a mysterious odor. It took years before my brother and I figured out that it was the smell of bubbling curry, the nightly fare for a Sikh family who lived in an adjoining building. One of the kids in that family, Jagjeet, rode his bike with us, occasionally stopping to adjust his turban. That apartment complex was a melting pot of cultures and skin colors. In that way, Chris and I fit right in. My father was black, a truck driver, who moved out when I was still a toddler. My mother was white, born in Hungary. Mom's mom was a teacher, and her dad was a former Hungarian prisoner of war. The world around me was filled with so many different kinds of people, so many shades of skin color, that I never bothered to wonder about my own skin until I was 10 years old. "Why does your skin have that dark color?" a white classmate asked me one afternoon. I looked at my arm and considered his question. My skin was pretty dark, now that he mentioned it. I shrugged. "My family went to Florida," I said. It was true. We had been to Florida. About 20 weeks before. I guess I still have a tan. Mom worried about money constantly. "Turn off the lights," she always hollered at us as Chris and I tumbled from room to room, wrestling and smacking each other in the head. "You're wasting energy." She clipped coupons before our weekly trips to the grocery store, and then filled the cart with generic brand boxes of food. For housewares, we shopped at the US 1 flea market, where we'd find garage sale prices. For clothes, it was always Sears. The knees on their pants were reinforced with double the fabric so they lasted longer. On winter mornings, we woke up shivering. Then we walked into our tiny kitchen. There, Mom turned on all four burners on the stove, and we'd huddle around it to get warm. Mom's long hours at work meant that Chris and I spent a lot of time alone, especially in the afternoons after we stepped off the school bus. In Northwood Estates, we could always find a game being played somewhere: street hockey or touch football or manhunt in the woods. Chris and I dashed over to the basketball hoop to play some pickup or headed to the scrubby field to hit a baseball. Sometimes we'd toss footballs while dodging cars in the parking lot. I wanted to play everything. I wanted to win everything. Most of the kids organizing the games were years older than I was. They were bigger and tougher. They had far more skills. I didn't care, though. I wanted to be as good as they were, better than they were. I jumped in and played hard, no matter how much I got knocked around. And boy, did I get knocked around. Once on the basketball court, a kid named Jimmy fouled me so hard I dropped to the ground. Jimmy was 3 years older than I was. He was a terrific basketball player, and he was tough as nails. Once, I'd seen Jimmy get into a fist fight with another player, a fight so rough that Jimmy had started bleeding from the eye and lip. When the fight broke up, Jimmy returned to the game still bleeding, as if nothing had happened. Now from the ground, I looked up at Jimmy. He stared back at me, unblinking. It was as if he was saying, "I don't care how old you are. I'm not going to let you win this game." I met Jimmy's stare. "Well, I'm not going to let you in just because you knocked me down." I got up. He tossed me the ball, hard, and we started playing again.